This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to episode 156 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, on this NPC mini, but I'm not by myself. Player 2, Mel, say hi.
Hey, y'all.
Player 3, get wrecked, Becker. What's up, dude?
Oh, hi. Hello. Hi. How's it going? Sorry. woke from a nap. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Let's talk about that nap real quick. He fell asleep while I was streaming. So that was that kind of opened the door to my mind to let me know that things need to get a little more hype on the stream. So, you know, so here we go. That music you're hearing is from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. Remember, this is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. And if you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/NPC. Pick up something awesome like Console Wars, Ready Player One. So many good books available. That's audibletrial.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in and the desk that my gear is sitting on is from OPC. If you go to n64josh.com/OPC, you can check out all their stuff. You will automatically save $10 at checkout with that link. Right now, chairs and desks are $20 off with free shipping. That is a total savings of $80, so don't miss that. Lastly, I have a Patreon if you guys would like to get an extra podcast for as little as a dollar a month. Go to patreon.com/n64josh. With that, let's move into our announcements.
Hey, listen!
Okay, well, the holidays are upon us, so that means that the schedules are going to get a little bit messed up for the next couple weeks here, so bear with me. There's actually going to be extra content coming out, so keep that in mind. We have an extra show, a special show with Run Jump Stomp and Lloyd and Steven from Nintendo Pulse. The four of us sat down and did a holiday show kind of looking at 2018, so that was a lot of fun. That will be coming out on the 22nd. I think we're airing it on the 22nd. So that's when that will go live. Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern, we'll be recording episode 157 of the Nintendo PowerCast. That is going to be kind of a special episode, kind of the kind of looking back at 2018, probably not much for news. Just it's on Christmas Eve. We're just going to kind of go over 2018. Now we do have something special planned that's going to happen in January that the community is going to be involved in. We are putting a list together, putting some polls together, and everybody's going to get to kind of vote and things like that. And I want to give a shout out to Lego Lawyer for helping get that set up. So everything's in the works. I will have a link for you guys in the very, very near future. I would say the best thing to do is jump into the Discord if you want to make sure you get that info. And that is n64josh.com/Discord. Now, the last episode, there were a few things that were said that weren't quite accurate. One of them being that the Wii only sold 80 million units. Well, I had the numbers mixed up. The Wii sold 101 million and Wii Sports sold like 79-80 million. Okay, so that's where that number came from. So I just want to clarify that. And I do want to make sure that everybody understands I was not by any means saying Smash was doing bad when I compared it to Red Dead. I was more wondering about how Smash was the number one on Amazon, yet didn't sell as much. That's all that we were trying to get at there. No comparison. I totally understand why Red Dead sold more. I assumed Amazon sold a lot more games than it does, apparently. So that's all, just to give a little clarity there, because I've had quite a bit of feedback. For some fun stuff, guys, we're going to start a weekly Mario Golf tournament. jump into the Discord. We are going to be teaming up with the Switchcraft Run Jump Stomps community so that, you know, the few of us that still have Mario Golf on the 3DS, it'll be a weekly thing. You jump in and play your nine holes whenever you want to. The code and everything will be posted in the Discord if you want to check that out. And he'll probably do the same thing. We're just kind of getting the details worked out. I'm going to be setting up a weekly Mario Kart tournament because I've had a number of people reach out and say, hey, I would be into this. So it's the same kind of thing. I'll set it up for, I believe it's going to be for a couple of days, and then you can jump in and race at your leisure. It's just, there has to be other people racing at the same time. So, you know, we're going to kind of test this out. It may be like Mondays and Tuesdays will be the race days. I don't know yet. We're going to have to kind of figure it out together and see what works best for everybody and when everybody can play. So that's going to be happening. There's also a Smash Bros. Tournament that's going to be happening the second Saturday of each month, and those will have prizes. I'm going to be providing a $20 eShop card for first prize, a $10 eShop card for second, and a $5 eShop card for third. Okay, so you want to get involved with those. I believe the first part of the tournament will happen in the morning, and then we will do top eight in the evening, and I will stream that. So that's tentatively how things are going to work. We'll just have to wait and see. So that's some of the announcements going on. I'm streaming 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. in the mornings on Friday. We're doing first looks. I have a ton of games to look at this week. So if you're interested in some of the indie games, and there's like 430 games in the U.S. eShop and 600 in the European eShop that are on sale right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not reading all the sales today either, because that's way too many. We're going to highlight a handful of them that we know are good, and we'll go from there. All right. That's it. We're going to talk about reviews and impressions right now.
Here we go.
All right. Super Nintendo, you've been playing like Firewatch and a few other things. Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out. Yeah. I played a couple things this week, but yeah, Firewatch. I went and played through that again because I played through it when it came out on the PlayStation, then I played through it when it came out on the Xbox. Now I played it again on the, I almost called it the N64, but it's actually the Switch.
So what can you like kind of just break that game down? And then I'm guessing you must love it because you've played through it so many times.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good. It's kind of like,
It's kind of like that.
Don't mind
it's
that.
It's kind of like playing with power.
Yeah, you know? That's what it's like. That's getting muted right now. We're doing it live.
Yeah, so it's basically just the first person. I guess, what is it? Considered a walking simulator-ish? It's like a first person story-driven game where you are part of the Firewatch for the summer. It's like the story goes through, and then it might be like the end of the day, and then it goes to the next day. And you just keep going, and stuff happens. Fire starts in Firewatch, believe it or not. And then a bunch of other stuff happens where you pretty much just like interact with Delilah. You're Henry. You interact with this woman, Delilah. She is in charge of all the Firewatch stations, and so she'll like talk to you and tell you like, hey, you should go check this out or do this, that, the other thing. And yeah, it's really good. I like it a lot. I think Mel played. Did you play Firewatch, Mel?
Yeah, I didn't. Just not on the Switch.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Not on the Switch.
Like, I remember even talking to you about the Switch version. I was like, you're not going to get it again, are you? And you're like, maybe. Then you end up getting it, and you do this amazing thing with it. We'll talk about it a little bit. So I almost made that, you know, not happen for you. So I apologize for that, yeah.
Yeah, Mel, trying to crush my dreams of owning every Switch game.
Every digital Switch game, you're in luck. There's a lot on sale this week.
You got like what, nine games this week?
Yeah, nine games. Yeah.
Nightcrawler says to ask him about what he deleted.
Ooh.
Yeah, so Battle Princess Madeline. So it's kind of like a Ghouls and Ghosts inspired game. I like Ghouls and Ghosts, but the problem is, so I played through the story mode, and then it's just, I was just going around just talking to people. I was like, geez, no, Josh feels so much like walking around talking. And I was like, let me try the arcade mode. And it's just, I just wasn't feeling it. The game felt like real janky. It was like hold down Y to skip through this cinematic. And so then I was holding down Y, and then it just was up there the whole time the cinematic was up, and then just played the whole entire cinematic. So I was annoyed at that. And then I just didn't like the, I mean, the gameplay feels good, but, just real janky. I'll probably end up re-downloading it, but, for now, I don't like it. Yeah. The, there's, it's like a husband and wife, like pretty much that made the game. I feel bad because I deleted it, and that's all I said is I, you know, had enough. Ooh, of this.
Well, I have to jump in just one little quick section. Yeah. It's actually like him and his daughter kind of did most of the design work and inspiration. Making it even worse for you.
Yeah, she had they had a Kickstarter.
So cold, and, so cold, yeah, Becker.
They had a Kickstarter, and I was like, I deleted this, and then I didn't even like tag them. I don't think, did I? I don't
know. You did not. Like they probably already saw it though.
Cause he tweeted at me and said, hey, could you email me at this address? Tell me what your problems with the game are. I was like, oh geez. So now
that's awesome though. That's cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. That you have a hit list now. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Then, so maybe I'll download it again.
At least email them and let them know they can maybe fix some stuff. You know, that's like a direct line, man. That's cool. That's cool.
So Firewatch mainly. And then, one more thing, Inky Pen, the comic book subscription thingamajiggy. They sent me a code for like a month to try it out. And, there's like literally no sound on the app at all. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I guess if you were tapping and moving around, and I don't know, but it was kind of weird that there was no sound at all. But they have a couple of comics that I like. They got like in 2020, Bloodshot is coming out, the movie with starring Vin Diesel, and they're going to start like a Valiant cinematic universe with that. And so they got all the Valiant comics. So I was thinking about reading those and getting caught up on them. But the selection seems all right. But there's a lot of comics that I'm like, oh, I want to read that. But they only have the first issue. And then they don't have any other issues after that. So we'll have to see how often they update the app and how often they add comics.
So are you taking your Joy-Cons off and like turning the Switch sideways to read these things?
I didn't try that actually.
You didn't try book mode or tablet mode, I guess.
I use the touch screen. I just laid in bed and had the Switch flat and then just was reading the comics that way. But it's kind of weird because it's like you have to like swipe to move. It's not like the Comixology app where you can just tap and it goes to the next frame. So it knows where the frames are. This is kind of like just a PDF and you just slide around. But so far it seems okay. There's no like free trial, and I think it's like $8 or $9 just to even check it out. So
Sounds good. Yeah. Mel, you played something else, right?
I played a lot of things, but I think I'm just going to go with Guacamelee 2 because I had some people like, how come you didn't talk about it? I'm like, of course I played it. Of course I love it. I just wanted to highlight another little game last show. But basically, Guacamelee 2 is more the same from the first one. You start off the game from, like, it continues on. Like, it's 7 years later. He has, like, kids now. He has a family. He has a dad bod. So he can't do, like, all of his old moves anymore. He has to, like, lose the dad bod. You know, it's the humor is pretty much the same. So if you didn't like the humor in the first one, you're not going to like it in this one. But this one's story is, like, there's different dimensions. And it's something called, like, the Mexiverse. And there's, like, this statue that holds this famous guacamole. Yes, it's actually guacamole. That it's like having like all these super special powers. And of course, some guy and his little gang of people want to steal it. So that's your goal, is to get this famous guacamole. Because I know everybody calls the game guacamole, even though it's guacamole.
Right.
So they just kind of like threw that in there. Like, okay, you want to talk about guacamole? Guacamole so much? Fine. We're going to make it the main thing in this game. So, you know, it has the wrestling moves. It has, it's still Metroidvania-ish, but it's not, like, solely focused on that. More of the combat still. You encounter those old characters you've seen from the first game. There's, like, a chicken Illuminati, you know. It's hilarious. And,
chicken DLC, Illuminati. Yeah.
The DLC for the game came out, I think, Monday or Tuesday this week. It's, like, Proving Grounds. It's, like, four characters. And there's, like, different little challenges you can do and a new boss. It's, like, $3.99. So, if you haven't played the first one, I would say that. If you played the first one and you haven't gotten the second one, I don't know what you're doing. Just go get it. Play it. It's still awesome.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, I'm going to be playing a bunch of stuff tomorrow that I'll be talking about Monday. So, let's get to the news. Okay, well, we're gonna kind of just burn through this real quick. Starlink, Battle for Atlas, new content coming tomorrow, right? Or if you're listening to this, it's out today. New enemy units. All planets of the Atlas Star system will receive brand new enemy types, introducing unique gameplay mechanics and encouraging players to adopt new strategies. New activity, Outlaw Fortifications, will appear all over Atlas for players to take down. The new activity will provide loot and experience upon completion. And photo mode, players will be able to capture the favorite moments of their journey throughout Atlas and express their creativity with several tools to personalize their shots. Okay, so kind of cool. Smash, in the news again, big shocker, has become the fastest selling console game in New Zealand and Australia. So still breaking some records, which is cool. Firewatch with Super Nintendo talked about just a little bit ago. Pays respects to the N64 with an Easter egg. So we won't go into any kind of spoilers or anything, but you did do this, right, Super Nintendo?
Yeah. I was the first person on the internet to find it, it seems like.
No.
Yeah, it was kind of funny too, because he showed me like a little picture of it before he posted it. He's like, "Hey, what should I do with this?" So I'm like, "I don't know, just talk about it." He's like, "Should I like make a video?" I'm like, "If you don't do it, someone else will. So you might as well be the one." He's like, "Oh, that's true. I'll make a video now."
Yeah.
And now it's on Nintendo Life, so that's really cool.
Yeah, and there was this. On this form.
Wait a minute. I'm on Nintendo Life and I see the video they have embedded, and it's you, my friend.
That's what I'm saying. It's him. That's his video, man.
Your video, bro.
Yeah, I sent it to him. Like, I was like, "Dude, look at this." And he's like, "Dude."
How many views, man?
Like 1800, I think.
Atta boy. Awesome.
22 hours ago.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. So it's because there was this form, and Ali Moss, did like the art for the game, and he posted that, we kind of have like a Nintendo related, Easter egg in the game. Hopefully someone finds it. And so then some people were like, "Can you give us any hint?" And then yesterday he gave a hint, and then I went and got the hint. And then based off that hint, I went and tracked down the Easter egg. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. You heard it here first, folks. Actually, you didn't, but that's pretty awesome, man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And then Mel, you have got info for Travis Strikes Again. I always say Travis Strikes Back because of the Star Wars nerd that's in me.
I know.
Right.
That's a play on that, but it still kills me every time you type it and it says back. I'm like,
yeah, well, you know, it could have been Travis Breaks the Internet. That would have been.
I mean, he could have easily done that. Yeah. Just saying.
So we're finally getting info, though, right? Like, there's kind of an info dump here?
Yeah, a pretty healthy info dump. There was a stream earlier today, like, really early. It was, like, 5 a.m. my time. And my stupid self woke up randomly to watch it live. And I was actually surprised. There was 1,000 people up at this crazy time watching this. Because it's mostly in Japanese, but there was a translation. Like, I can't even give you the link after. It's, like, 2 hours long, though. But I saw the part with, like, all the info. So they've been hyping up this big announcement for the stream. And the first thing they did was like, guys, it's not Travis and Smash. Okay, that's not happening this time. Maybe the next game, but it ain't happening. Let's move on. So then they start talking about this DLC pack. Because the game has a season pass. Like, if you buy the physical version of the game, you automatically have the season pass. So they went into detail of what is actually in this pass. And it's basically two characters that are really well-known in this franchise, which I'm actually a very big fan of. The first pack is Shinobu. She is the ninja-like schoolgirl you saw in the first game. You even played her in the second. Now you get to play as her again. And this DLC pack should be out February 28th. It's called Black Dandelion. And her story is going to be tied into Batman, which is Bad Girl's father, which happens to be the other DLC pack, which is you get to finally play as Bad Girl for the first time in the series. She is one of the most beloved bosses from the show. I mean, the game. And her story pack seems a little heftier because it comes with a new stage, a new boss fight, and it comes with Travis's like story section. Mm. Like hers is $6, Shinobi's is like $4, so it's like $10. You don't really save anything. So if you want to get both, you should just get like a bundle, because I know there's a bundle that's going to go up on the eShop with the listing. But again, each and every physical version of the game will have the season pass in it. Hmm. And the other hype-worthy news of this stream was all the original voice actors are coming back for the characters. So we're going to have Robbie Atkins Downey. He's going to be Travis. Because in the very first showing of the game, he wasn't the voice, and it was super obvious to all of us. And we were dying on the inside. This was like a Metal Gear Solid Snake situation again, but just on a smaller scale. But we were just dying because he is Travis. He be Travis. And they got the voices for, you know, Shinobi and Bad Girl, which is hilarious because Bad Girl, like, she doesn't even do voice acting anymore. Like, they pulled her out of retirement. Like, hey, you want to do the voice? She's like, yeah, I want to do it. And for Shinobi, it was just funny because Tsuda was actually at a convention. And he saw her name, which is like Kimberly Brooks, I think, is the voice of her. And he saw the name, and her line was like out the door, you know, people waiting to get her autograph. And he's sitting there, and he's like, I think I heard this name before. So he Googles her, and he's like, she was in my games! And then he looks at her banner, and he sees Shinobi, the character portrait. He's like, oh, I can't believe I didn't notice that. Like, of course she's on there. Like, that's super cool. And then there's like this other little tiny, a little tease at the end. So basically, if you haven't noticed, if the account, the Twitter account, they show a new little indie shirt Travis has in the game, like the heel whale. Like the day before the game comes out, which is the 18th of January. So on the 17th, he hyped up the shirt that Travis is going to wear. He said it's going to be mind blowing. It's going to be crazy. And the only thing he gave us was it's a Japanese game. That's it. That's all he gave us. So my crazy theory is it's going to be the Smash should, but he's not in Smash. He just has the should of Smash. That's going to be the joke. That is
the ultimate troll.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen, because I think he's going to use that to like promote Travis for Smash. He's going to be like, hey, Sakura, he looks pretty good wearing the Smash logo. I'm just saying, you know, let's get my guy in here. And there's also another shirt that he was hyping up too. It's like this little pixelated shirt. I think it was Streets of Rage 4. Mm. He was like, no, it's on your own head. Y'all can decode. Whatever. And there's a new difficulty setting, which is spicy. So that's going to be hard. Like, extra hard, because now we have mild, sweet, and, you know, bitter. Now we have spicy. And you can bring over all your stuff from the other if you want to do spicy. But it's supposed to be difficult. This game is looking better and better as it's, you know, as we've seen it. Like, I'm actually starting to get hyped for it, because I wasn't before. Like, I was just going to get it so we can get three. But, like, it actually starting to look pretty solid. Yeah, that was most of the news from it.
Right on. Right on. Love it. Well, let's get into our downloads for the week of the 20th of December. All right. So this is on the eShop, guys. And I'm gonna kind of go through these quick. Super Nintendo ML, if you guys know of any of these, you can stop me. A handful of these are releasing either today or Saturday. And they're going to be ones that we will be looking at tomorrow morning. Yeah. Okay. So here we go. We have Donut County.
Yes. Donut County is good.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Very quirky. It's like a Kirimori-ish type of game, but instead of rolling up stuff, you're sucking things in a hole.
Got you. Okay. I don't know if, is this Sundred? Is that how you say this next one?
I believe Eldritch edition.
So that's one we're going to be looking at. Developer sent me a code yesterday morning. So that's one we'll be checking out.
Isn't that one you talked to Super Nintendo at, like, a couple of days ago? Online.
Yeah.
Multi.
Yeah, because it's got local, like, it's got 4-player co-op, but it's all local. And I asked if they had multiplayer, and they were like, oh, yeah, we'll look into it. To it, and then in parentheses said, nope, it's not going to happen. We don't have the budget for it.
So, and then he just laughs. And,
yeah.
There you go. All right. Battle Princess Madeline, which we talked about already. This looks like Arrow, complete edition. Abyss. Neo Geo Metal Slug 5. So there's a classic right there. Arcade Archives Athena. I'm going to have to look into this one. I love those arcade archives. Black Sea Odyssey, Bring Them Home, Cake Laboratory, Kronos Arc, City Builder, Clouds and Sheep 2, Clue, the classic mystery game. Did you pick this one up?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for it to go on sale.
I'm also waiting. I'm waiting for like that 80% off, because I know it's going to happen.
Okay. Gotcha. Let's see. Digirati Indie Bundle, not real sure about that. Ink and Hacky Sack, Dynamite Fishing World Games.
Yeah, Dynamite Fishing was fantastic on the iOS, and I'm hoping it's good. I'll find out tomorrow if it's any good on the Switch.
So that'd be the 10th game you download this week.
Ish, yeah.
Ish.
I don't judge you. Why are you judging me?
Okay. Fungi Explosion, Guess the Character, Horizon Shift 81, Kingmaker, Rise to the Throne, Coloro is one we're going to be looking at tomorrow morning. It looks like Leopoldo, I'm not sure. Men's Quizzeal, I'm not real sure, but that's out today, $5.99. Mahjong Solitaire Refresh, Mana Spark is another one we're going to be looking at tomorrow morning. Mind, Path of Thalamus, Nightshade, Nippon Marathon, Odium to the Core, Omega Strike. Did I say it wrong, Mel?
No, I was just thinking of in a pine mouth. It's a really goofy game. It's like a. Have you ever seen that show MX, like on Spike
Don't
TV?
Don't get eliminated, of course.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that in the game. It's like that's pretty much the game. You're racing, and there's a whole bunch of wacky obstacle courses. Like I think I saw them like go through like a supermarket, and they're like piling through like buggies or shopping carts. As those people, they're like dogs chasing after them. There's like bouncing like watermelons stuff. It's look it up. It's insane. The crazy costumes. So there's like some guy dressed up as like a crab or something. It's hilarious. Huh. I haven't played it, but it looks hilarious.
Okay. All right. Omega Strike, Party Arcade, Pipe Push Paradise, Rain World. Is this one you guys like?
This is one I want to get. It's just, it came out the same week as Chris,
right.
Destiny Child, and Guacamelee 2.
I see. This was like a phantom drop or something, though, right? Like, nobody knew it was coming?
Yeah. I mean, they teased it a while back, but, like, the day before, it's like, oh, yeah, it's, like, tomorrow. I'm like, oh, thanks. That's another $20 I have to spend. Because that game looks really good. It's just a certain type of person, I think, has to like it. Because this is more of, like, a survival Metroidvania kind of thing. A lot of things are gonna kill you. You're like a sea. Mm-hmm. You're like a slug cat
slug
kind
cat.
Of thing.
Yeah, that's what
yeah,
it
it's
says.
Like a slug cat. Yeah,
yeah, the old slug cat. You know, mm-hmm. Another one of those slug cat games.
Gotcha. All right, Raised. Revertia. I'm not real sure if I'm saying some of these right. Some of these names are crazy. Superhero Fight Club Reloaded. That's another one we'll be checking out tomorrow morning. Super Treasure Arena, The Keep, Tribit Logic, Uncanny Valley, Venture Towns, Vivette, and Wondershot, which is another one we'll be looking at too. Demos, Desktop Soccer is available. Mahjong Solitaire Refresh and Pick a Picks Pieces is also there. New DLC, if you have, of SNK Heroines Tag Team Frenzy, they're, let's see, with the latest paid DLC now available for SNK. Okay, so yeah, paid DLC. There you go. So you can check that out. And with that, we're going to get into our massive sales. Guys, we're not going to mention every sale. There's, I'm not joking, 400. It shows 400. I think it's even higher than that, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it's 423
plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I checked.
Yeah. So
we'll probably get some more on Christmas.
Yeah. And you know what? Before we do, I want to say this with Christmas. You guys have probably been hearing it from other, you know, seen it on Twitter or other podcasts or stuff. But like, if you're giving somebody a console, update it now. Like, get it set up now because everything is going to get bogged down on Christmas Day. So if you have the console already and it's not wrapped up yet, open it up, do the updates, you know, sign them up for Nintendo Online if you're going to do that, whatever. And take care of that ahead of time. Also, just a little side note, if you're playing Smash, check your junk mailbox, right? Or your promotion folder if you're using Gmail, because that's where your Piranha Plant code could be sitting. Okay. So make sure to check that out make sure you're not missing it. Cause I know some people are, if you don't see it, I did have somebody from chat from the Discord, PK Rami, he called Nintendo and I believe he said he had it within about 20 minutes cause they weren't getting it. And somebody headcanon from chat says, I almost missed my Piranha Plant email. So there you go. And those have to be redeemed by January 30th. So make sure you get your email and redeem it. Okay. There you go. I just want to make sure nobody misses out on that. With that, let's get to the sales. Okay. Okami is one worth mentioning, right? It's a good game.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. $14.99.
It's like three games in one.
There you go. Overcooked 2, $18.74. I'm saying don't miss it. Okay. I'm just going to kind of make my way down the list. Gear Club Unlimited 2 is $49.99. The first one is pretty solid game. So I'm assuming the same with this one, but I don't know for sure. Mel, Beholder is the one you've been playing and enjoying, right?
Mm-hmm. If you really like managing stuff and like trying to blackmail people, that's your game.
There you go. Santa Tracker, $199. Guys, your Joy-Cons will play Christmas music with this thing. So, you know, pretty neat. Moving right along here. I'm just kind of scrolling through again. There's so many. There's games that I've never even seen before that they're showing, like the physical boxes that I've not seen. So that's kind of cool that we're seeing some of that. But Ace Breed, guys, it's a pretty fun side scroller shmup. I enjoyed it. I kind of wish that it was a little deeper, but I did like what I played. It was kind of something to behold on the Switch. It's $15.99, so I recommend checking that one out. Diablo, $39.59. Don't miss Diablo. Like, don't miss it. It's super good. Any other games? Are you guys looking at the list as I am, just so that we?
Oh, can... yeah.
Okay.
I've seen a bunch.
Yeah. So go ahead, Mel. If there's a few that you're seeing, go ahead and let us know.
Bomb Chicken is $10.50. I also really like that. That's a very arcade-y style classic. You know, chicken who lays bombs. That's pretty much your only movement. So that's fun. And then I see Battle Chef Brigade, which is like a cook-off show, a game with a beat-em-up battling bosses. You have to collect your ingredients, you know, kill the bosses, and cook. And as a competition show, I've seen that. I like that. That's like $12. Let's see. I mean, you can jump in anytime you want.
Oh, if you don't have Rocket League, it's only $10 right now. So
definitely get it.
$9.99.
Yeah.
You
need it.
Yeah. Really good.
Oh, Pool Panic. That's the pool game by Adult Swim Games. That's a really wacky and crazy. That's $7.50.
Yeah. If you want like a sort of like a music/rhythm game, there's Thumper, which is $7.99, 60% off. That's really good.
Been seeing that one advertised quite a bit, like different people tweeting it out and stuff. Worth noting, at least these were good in the past. Scribblenauts Mega Pack, which I believe has the good games from the series versus the new one, is $19.99. It's half off right now. Also, another one worth noting is Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate. Extremely fun game. $44.99. But be aware, there's a learning curve with that game, and you've got to give it some time. Find people to play with. You're going to have to watch some videos. Like, it's not super user friendly, but if you can get into it, it's worth it. So,
Yoku's Island Express, $10. That is the Metroidvania pinball game. You're like a dung beetle who's a mailman. You have to deliver mail and such. That was adorable. A chilled, laid back game. I recommend that one.
Cool. I'm looking also Mega Man X Legacy Collection, $14.99. Mega Man X Legacy Collection 2, $14.99. You know, if you're a Mega Man fan, don't miss those. I believe Banner Saga 3, people like that one, don't they?
Yeah, I think they're all on there on sale right now. So you can check out the first one and then go from there. One game I want to talk about real quick is Inverse Deluxe. It's kind of like you got these different squares, and some of them are one color and the other ones are another color, and you got to shoot and take over the whole area as from your color. It's pretty cool. There's a demo for it, and it's $5.99 right now.
I second that, guys. It is a very fun game. You've got online multiplayer. You've got couch co-op. It's kind of like Othello, if you guys know what that is. Like, basically, your little ship will shoot if you are the white tiles, you will then what you shoot will turn them black, and then vice versa. And you can only travel in those. There's a bunch of different mini games. There's a ton of content to that game, and it takes quite a bit of skill to pull off some of the, to like work your way through the different missions and whatnot. I do recommend it for sure. I never say the luminous lumen, like, how do you say it? It's on sale. People love that game. It's nice.
Remastered. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Say it correctly for all the people.
Oh, I don't know how to say it either. You totally messed up how I actually say it, because it made me rethink it. I was like, am I saying it wrong too?
Isn't
like,
it Luminous?
I actually don't know. I don't know. It's one of those games that I've heard said so many different ways that I don't even know what the right way is.
Yeah, Josh said it like 10 different ways. I'm like, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make sure I say it the way everyone else does.
To say until Josh is like,
Now it's like, I can't even talk about this game now. I don't want to say it.
Chat says you said it right, Super Nintendo. So there you go.
Okay, good. Thank you, chat. Validate.
Right. Oh. Fury is $10. Fury is like a boss rush game. Very difficult, very engaging. That one is one of my favorites. And Grim Flamingo Remastered, that is $4.50. That is pretty much a classic adventure game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You play as Manny, which is skeleton, because this world pretty much is like Land of the Dead kind of thing. So, you know, everybody's dead. He is a travel agent, and his job is to travel the souls that come into, you know, his agency that just died into a better path, you know, better life. And Manny gets a lot of bad clients, you know. He's not the best worker. So he sees this lady, you know, he comes in, and he's like, oh, I got to get her. I have to get her as my client. And he actually steals her, like, his... And, you know, they go through this little... The characters are very funny. The game itself is kind of difficult. So don't feel stupid if you don't get it. You're probably going to look something up eventually to beat it. Anyone who says they beat that game without looking anything up is a filthy liar. But that is one of my favorite games. And it's $4.50. So just say it.
Cool. Cool. One that I recommend, because I just love Street Fighters, the Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection is $25.99.
Yeah.
Mega Man Legacy Collection 2 is $14.99. And this is one that, I mean, obviously, you guys know I don't beat a lot of games, but the time I spent with it, really, really, really enjoyed, and that's Battle Chasers Night War. So, recommend that one. Get Wreck Becker, any other games that you... that on your list?
Yeah, there's this game called Old Man's Journey, and it's kind of like, okay, so you'll be walking, it's a 2D game, looks really good, gorgeous graphics, and like there'll be like two hills in the background, and you can kind of like shift between them and get them to align. So like he's like walking, and then he needs to walk onto the other mountain, and then you switch it back, and then he's in the background, and then he can keep going. And it's kind of like a puzzle game of sorts, I guess you could say. But yeah, that's really good. I can't see the price for it. I don't know where it's not showing up.
Okay, no worries. A Robot Named Fight was one of the games I played earlier this year. Very Metroidvania roguelike. So if that's your thing, it's $6.49. And it really reminded me of Super Metroid or Metroid Fusion. So worth checking out if you're into that. Mel, do you have any others?
There's a lot of games on sale.
Yeah, I'm doing one last look.
All right.
Oh, Will, A Wonderful World, that earlier this year. That is the book game that you are pretty much a god. You're changing people's fates, and depending on the outcome of how you did it, you know, their lives can be very good or very bad, and that it affects other people's lives, even if they're not directly in contact with them. That was the one with with the cat, how he magically got like a gun instead of a fish. One time, and then in another story, the guy has fish instead of a gun, so he's stuntman some guy with a fish instead of a gun. So, you know, that changed the outcome hilariously. But then those other times, it's like, oh, this serial killer is in my... he's going to kill me if I don't finally hide. You know, so, you know, fun.
Yes.
Shantae, The Pirate's Curse is $12.99.
Oh, and I have Genie Hero too. That's on sale.
Is it?
Okay. I personally, yeah, they're both on sale. I personally like Pirate's Curse Pirate's Coast is more of the classic Metroidvania style, and that's the pixelated one. You know, that's one where you gain your abilities. Half Genie Hero is the one where you turn into the different animals, and the story set up is linear.
Man, the list just keeps going and going and going.
I know. It's like, 400, and we're not even done. Like, I already saw a game that's like, we haven't seen it. I was like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's Flashback, which I really like. It was originally out on, like, Super NES, Genesis, you know, 3DO, all those systems. But it's kind of like Inside and what's... I don't even know how to say it. Grease, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like those. That one is $13.99, and it's one of those ones where you can look at the new graphics or switch to the old ones.
Those are fun.
And yeah, so there's that, and then there. It's only $5 off, but that demo game, which
Oh, it has a demo.
Yeah. It's got a demo, you said?
Yeah, it has a demo. Like, I still have it on my Switch. I play it semi-often. It's
got a demo, and that game is, I think, the only third-party game that has
the Labo.
The Labo support, so you can put it in the piano and use it.
It has a bunch of music, too. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Snake Eyes from the chat mentioned earlier that Labo seems to be on sale everywhere.
Yes.
So if you're wanting to, like, and as low as like $50 versus $80. So if that's something you're wanting to try out, there's a significant savings there. Also want to mention that, Starlink, everywhere I go, I see it on sale. All the toys, everything seems to be marked way down. So if that's a game you were if you were waiting, I mean, short of it hitting like the $5 bargain bin, it's pretty pretty good price and worth checking out.
Definitely worth checking out. Plus, just got that new update today. The update's out,
right?
And pretty fancy update. It's like on Amazon right now. I think it's $30. So, that's really good. And then the last game I want to talk about is Don't Starve. It's half off, so $9.99. And that's like one of those survival games, and it's really good. The art style is really good as well, I will say.
Looks like a Tim Burton kind of drawing feel vibe.
Overhead view.
If you want to get scared, you got Resident Evil Revelations 1 and 2, both on sale right now. Gear Club Unlimited 1. Yeah, yep. Both from what I hear anyway. Kid Trip is $1.99. That's it's actually pretty fun. Just kind of pick up and play, you know, 5 minutes here and there, like, which is cool. Really cool. Good looking pixel art and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Mel, any other games that you've spotted? This list is massive, guys.
It's massive. Did we say the Mega Man collections?
Yep. I hit those. Here's one that I highly recommend. If you were a fan of Super Metroid, The Mummy Demastered is $12.99. This came out in 2017. It is so, so good. It is hard, though. Like, so you make sure you're up for the challenge, because it's no joke. But really, really well done. I just wish it wasn't tied to the mummy. Honestly, like, they could have called it anything else. it would have been better. But don't let that. It's, you know, even though the movie was terrible, this game is awesome. Really, really good. So I highly recommend it. And then in the very similar style, Axiom Verge is also on sale for $9.99. Okay. I picked up Astro Bears for 49 cents. You know. So
49 cents.
Yeah,
Membrane's only $1, and that's really good.
Okay, if
you kind of have like this gun that you can shoot these blocks, and you can use them to as like stepping stones, but they only form at when they hit something, so they got to hit the ground or a wall, and then you can kind of make your own steps as you go, and then you hit a different button X, and it like makes them dissolve and disappear, and it's only $1. It's really good. Cool. Especially for a dollar.
Yeah, absolutely. Overcooked Special Edition, $11.99. Definitely worth checking out. Retro City Rampage, it's very fun. Lots of pop culture references.
Yes.
Lots of pop culture references. So I recommend.
How about the old Surgeon Simulator?
Guys, if you need a good laugh.
Yeah, even if you don't want to, if you've never seen it before, you can check out Josh's first look.
Yeah, there's some laughs tied to that one for sure. Finally, Shantae's at the very bottom of the list. The half GD hero. I was like, I know it's on here. There's Jackbox on sale, which those I've heard are pretty fun. People seem to enjoy those. Mel, any other games from you that you'd recommend? We may have lost her. She was cutting in and out a little bit, so I'm not real sure. But there you go. Senmora EX. I'm not sure if I even said that name right, but it's $8.99. It's kind of like if you remember on the Super Nintendo, like R-Type or Rogue Squadron, right? Is that right? No. UN Squadron. Rogue Squadron, go. Star Wars. Yeah. UN Squadron. Kind of a side-scrolling shoot 'em up. So rated M. I picked this game up, was like, I really want to play it, and then I always forget it that's in my collection. So so there you go. I'm a big
you have a lot of games. So.
And I didn't say that name right either. Chat's correcting me. So sorry. I don't think I've ever said it correctly. Anyway, Mel, is there any other? I don't think you heard me the last time or you got cut out.
Oh, well, I think I saw one. It's Party Hard. If you never played it before, it's basically like this stealth game where you don't like noise, so you have to kill everybody around you who's making noise, and you do it like in these crazy methods because it's like at a dance club, it's like at a beach nightclub party kind of thing. That's like the atmosphere. So you can like take over like some kind of like a vehicle and just run people over. You can set things on fire, you can like make a chandelier fall, but your goal is to make it quiet and like basically kill everybody. So I played those before and I really enjoyed it.
Very cool guys, remember, like, those are just the ones we recommended. There's 400 titles. If you want to check it out, go to your eShop and go to where it says deal, like great deals, right? Isn't that what it says? Great deals?
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah.
You don't even have to go to even see more all anymore. It just continuously goes down and down and down. But if you want to search, there is a section to where you can search and just click on sale and you can have all of them, and it will show you the number of how many stuff is on sale.
Yeah, it's a lot right now. It's amazing. It's amazing. Ton. I mean, this is so different than the Wii U era. So it's really, really good. Yeah. It's good to see all these.
We barely had 400 games then. Yeah. Now we have 400 on sale.
Exactly. So good stuff. All right. Well, hey, let's wrap this thing up, shall we? All right. Get wrecked, Becker. Where can we find you?
Oh my goodness. You can find me over at Twitter and on Twitch at Super Nintendad, my name on there, both those places. I'm also, I post on the Discord sometimes, let people know how much I cried during the latest episode of A Million Little Things. Great show, if anyone wants to watch it. Not a sponsor, but still a great show, nonetheless.
Mel, where can we find you?
I'm going to be in the Discord, not talking about A Million Little Things. Not yet. Maybe someday.
I'll send you my username and password.
Oh, my goodness. Guys, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's N64Josh on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, all the places. And I just want to say thanks, everybody that's followed. This year's been crazy. And you guys have just been absolutely amazing. So thank you for listening to the show. Just everything. It's been just a wild year. We've in less than 2 years, we've had over a quarter of a million downloads. And that just blows my mind. So thank you very much for that. If you want to follow this show on Twitter, it's at NPowerCast. And the show notes are at n64josh.com/npc156. That has all the links and everything if you want to check it out. You can email us if you have questions, comments, concerns, npc@n64josh.com. If you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, audibletrial.com/npc. Get something great like Ready Player One. The chair I'm sitting in from OP Seat. Go to n64josh.com/OP Seat. Save $10 automatically at checkout. Patreon.com/n64josh. For just $1, you get an extra podcast each month. Jump into our Discord. Come hang out. n64josh.com/discord. Our Facebook group, if you like to hang out on there. n64josh.com/Facebook group. Lastly, guys, if you can rate and review on iTunes, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Chat is saying, pick up Santa tracker. Go get it. That's what they're saying. So I do just want to say a shout out to Plumber, Delmonic, Cayman, Destinat, Mace Jams, Zero, Tofu, Snake Eyes, Pit Rate, Pudding, anybody else that's just lurking. Guys, thank you for being here with us during the live show. If you're listening to this in the audio version, thank you so much. If you could take a screenshot of your phone, share it on your Twitter, your Instagram, whatever, let people know about us. We would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye now.